Oyinkosola Alabi, popularly referred to as the Emotions Doctor, is a productivity enhancement and life validation strategist. A psychologist by training, she helps individuals, achievers, and organizations increase performance using emotional intelligence tools and proprietary methodologies. Oyinko serves as the lead researcher and facilitator at Emotion City, Africa's leading center for emotional intelligence, where she has been a consultant and confidant to CEOs. She is the first female founder of an emotional intelligence academy in Africa and is the convener of Africa's first Emotional Intelligence Week. Her work has taken her to 30 states in Nigeria, Ghana, Egypt, Kenya, South Africa, Rwanda, UAE, Cairo, Madrid, Germany, United Kingdom, and the United States. Oyinkosola is the first African to attend the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, a Goldman Sachs scholar, one of the 100 most influential women in Nigeria in 2019, an author, a musical artist, and a spiritual leader. She's a member of the Forbes Business Council and the British Psychological Society. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Oyinkosola Alabi.
Hello, millennials. How you doing? How's your day been? Whatever country you're listening to me from, it's my pleasure to be having a conversation with you today. One of the reasons why we're having this conversation is because your words create your world. And we can dedicate or delegate our words to people. We will create our words and we will create our world. Both of them must align. If we dedicate really our words and world to other people, we will suffer from identity crisis because they will describe us in ways that we don't even understand. And they will attempt to also design us in ways that we're not familiar with. So we will be taking responsibility for our existence by designing our words, designing our world, and taking responsibility for the conversations within and the conversations without. So please hold my hand as we embark on this journey together. Affirmation for millennials, for hustlers, for upcoming achievers and future billionaires.
These affirmations are not mere words. These affirmations have power. These affirmations should please come from the depth of your soul. It should be a heart-to-heart conversation. You should be able to dwell and drown yourself in it, like instill yourself in these words. Take pleasure in listening to them morning, afternoon, night. Before we embark on the affirmation journey, I want us to recite some words together. These words are plain words, to be fair, but I want us to recite them together. Let the words be, I have cancer, I am going blind, and I'll be dead by my next birthday. Oh, I'm sure by now you are rejecting it. You hate those words from your core, from the depth of your soul. You feel like, God forbid, how could she have said we should say that? No way, I am not going blind, I am not going to have cancer, and I will not be dead by my next birthday. God forbid, I reject it. Do you know the reason why you are rejecting it? You are rejecting it because the law of auto-suggestion is saying to you that even as a joke, you can utter those words. Even as a joke, those words are not what you should be uttering, because if you attempt to utter them, they may come to pass. My question, therefore, is that if you have faith in evil, if you think that evil words can come to pass, how much more these words that you are about to utter, you are about to state, you are about to affirm, you are about to immerse yourself in. So if you think that those words can come to pass, then you should also know, understand, and think that these ones can come to pass. So Here we go. Because it will also be the last time that they will call you a hustler. I don't even call you a hustler. The title is just to tickle your fancy. No. So if it will be affirmations for upcoming executives, do you understand? Yeah. So I got you. Let's go. As I step out to work today, I have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a mind that understands. As I step out to work today, I, Oyinkosola, have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a mind that understands. Whatever good I lay my hands upon will prosper. Whatever good I lay my hands upon will prosper. Whatever good I lay my hands upon will prosper. Oh, God will increase my personal and professional influence. God will increase my personal and professional influence. God will increase my personal and professional influence. He will increase my greatness. He will increase my greatness. He will increase my greatness. In fact, He has increased my greatness. I am favored and favor lives in me. I am favored. I am favored. I am favored. I am favored. And favor lives in me. Grace works for me. I am love and love dwells in me. I am kind and kindness lives in me. My thoughts align with the thoughts of God about me. My thoughts align with the thoughts of God about me. My words align with the words of God about me. My thoughts align with the thoughts of God about me. My words align with the words of God about me. I have compassion. Oh, I have empathy. I have honor and I love people. I have honor and I love people. I love people no matter their gender, no matter their religion, no matter our cultural differences. I love people. Everything works in my favor. Everything, everything. The blue, the black, the gray, the white, all the areas of life work in my favor. Nothing works against me. Oh, nothing works against me. Nothing, absolutely nothing works against me. I am protected. I am preserved. I am loved. I am protected. I am preserved. I am loved. I have clarity. I have clarity because I have eyes that see and ears that hear. I have direction. I have speed. I have grace and I function in grace. No evil shall befall me. No plague can attempt to come near my dwelling place. Fear has no place in me. I am sustained and nurtured by grace. In every way and every day, I am getting better and better. Every way, in my job, in parenting, at work, in my relationship, every way and every day, I, Oyinkosola, I am getting better and better. I am experiencing the highest level of myself daily. I forgive people and I forgive myself daily. Forgiveness is easy for me to practice. I forgive people and I forgive myself daily. I also receive feedback graciously. I receive feedback graciously. I am wise. I am excellent. Excellence lives in me. Joy dwells in me. Happiness is my friend. Meaning is my tribe. I am wise. Excellence lives in me. Joy dwells in me. Happiness is my friend. Meaning, a life of meaning is my tribe. I am successful. I am impactful. I am resourceful. I am an inspiration. I have global relevance. I am a God. I am successful. I am impactful. I am resourceful. I am an inspiration. I have global relevance. I am a God. I think we should just increase the energy and start it all over again. As I step out to work today, I have eyes that see and ears that hear, and a mind that understands. Whatever good I lay my hands upon prospers. Whatever good I lay my hands upon prospers. Oh, God has increased my personal and professional influence. He has increased my greatness. I am favored, and favor lives in me. Grace works for me. I am love, and love dwells in me. I am kind, and kindness lives in me. My thought aligns with the thoughts of God, not the thoughts of man, not the thoughts of my supervisor, not the thoughts of my parents alone, not the thoughts of culture, but the thoughts and the word of God. Oh, my words align with the words of God about me, Oyin Consola. My words align with the words of God. I have compassion. I have empathy. I honor and love people. Everything works in my favor. Nothing works against me. Everything, every goddamn thing works in my favor. Nothing works against me. I am protected. I am preserved. I am loved. I have clarity. I have direction. I have speed. I have grace. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come near my dwelling place. Fear has no place in me. I am nurtured and sustained by grace. I am nurtured and sustained by grace. I am nurtured and sustained by grace. In every way and every day, I, Oyin Consola, I am getting better and better. I am experiencing the highest level of myself daily, the highest level, the maximum, the optimal level of myself daily. I forgive people and I forgive myself on a daily basis. I also have the capacity to receive feedback graciously. I am a wise soul. I am excellent. Excellence lives in me. Joy dwells in me. Happiness is my friend. Meaning is my family. I am successful. I am impactful. I am resourceful. I am an inspiration. I have global relevance. I am a god. I am an oracle. I am a god in my industry. I am an oracle. I am a consultant. The world comes to where I am. They ask me questions. I stand before kings. I am a god. I am an oracle. I am a consultant. The Spirit of God lives in me. God dwells in me. God resides in me. I am a god. I am an oracle. I am the best in my field. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this timeless teaching. For bookings or details on the Emotion City, please visit www.emotioncity.com.